It's Radio Zeke here. Just gone 11 o'clock here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. And thank you, Bill, who's just departing the studio, raising a thumb in the universal symbol of cool. Isn't that right?
If only it were true.
If only it were true, he says. But he's so cool that he doesn't even have to ask the universe for coolness advice.
Everything's cool except me.
Everything's cool right here at WMFO. You are listening to one of the coolest stations on the planet. If you're listening down in Cape Town, South Africa, which you probably are, I hope you don't run out of water because you're about to run out of water down there. Now, that's a concept. Day zero, no water left in the reservoirs. Taps turned off. So think about that for a minute. Big city, too. If you're in Kiel, Germany, hello. If you are in San Francisco, if you are in Nashville, if you're in Austin, if you're in Boston, if you're in Los Angeles, if you are in, where else might you be, Amsterdam, hello to all of you. Chester, England, hello to all of you. I've got live guest today, Phil Holub, who I've had on as part of my Four on the Floor a little while ago, meaning about 6 months ago. Today he's here with a musical guest himself, and we'll be playing some things of his live in the studio in a very short time. Right now, let's play our legal requirement.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right. That's always good advice. Take care of yourself. We're going to start with a request by my musical guest, and I'm going to try and juggle things, but here we go with MGMT.
Thank you.
Got a little chatter going on here, don't we? MGMT, of course, with one of the most infectious beats. Can you hear everything over there?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear anything? Try this. Hold on. How about that? Any better?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got two guests in today, Mr. Phil Holub. And who is this other guest who I'm not familiar with?
Schooly.
Schooly.
Yeah, you can just call
it All right,
school,
okay.
Yeah.
Like school bus.
Like school
you,
bus.
Do you drive a school bus?
I do not drive a school bus, unfortunately.
You know, like there's this whole thing about people who live in school buses that they call schoolies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a big thing, actually. There's a story about it in the,
oh my God, I've
in,
never
the
heard
in the New York Times about people who have like rejected being part of the modern world, and they like live in school buses, and then they do what's called boondocking. Like they'll go park on public land down in Arizona, and there's a big story about it. Yeah,
so I think like, I have a new life plan now. This is great.
Schooly, baby. You should like, you know, you could put a school bus on your guitar with a sticker and stuff. You know,
I like that. Yeah,
yeah. All right. I mean, you know, it's like as itinerant musicians, you gotta grab it when you can, because right. like this is a tough life. Let's yeah. face it. Nobody's paying jack.
Right.
Okay, so Phil Holub, Schooly. Phil, I know because we play around town from time to time. Phil has been a guest on this show before. And that was their request, you know, because the way this generally works here at Radio Zeek is I will ask if the musical guest has some kind of influence or some song or track that they dig, and then we'll talk about it. And the reason they wanted that one is because they're going to play that one right now. Let's do it.
Ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. is an infectious backbeat on that song.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah, it is a great tune. All right, let's see if we can get our levels here. Let's have some mic out of you.
Yep.
Hello. Keep going.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
That's good. Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, yeah, that, I remember when I first heard that song, and it was, where'd that come from? And where did that come from? When did you first pick up on that?
Yeah, that whole album kind of just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It must have been in high school, so, a million years ago.
Yeah, they got a great music video for that one, too.
Yeah,
it's like weird, man.
Yeah, they're like dancing in the forest.
Yeah, it's like, nuts. You know, like that's what you want to do, too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when, you know, it's snowy, January's hanging on, like grim death.
Yeah.
You want to go to the forest and dance.
Yeah, yeah, right. Nice, in a nice school bus. You know, cool. Drive up to the forest entrance, park the school bus. It's going to be kind of like that gorilla, you know, that like escaped from the zoo here a few years ago and was waiting for the bus over. But yeah, that's how I kind of imagine my whole life, actually. Well, last time you were here, Mr. Phil Holub, my musical guest, you were part of a round robin. We had four people in here, and that actually was pretty good. You weren't playing jazz, though, that day, or jazzy kind of pop stuff. You were playing something, I think, more in the Americana world. Mm-hmm. You are a multiple threat, musically speaking. Who did I just see you singing with at The Haven last week?
Krista Warner.
Yeah, she has a great voice.
Yeah, she's great. We've actually we've been working on getting some stuff together for a while now, and we are trying to line up some shows. We should be playing somewhere soon.
I think I opened, or actually, I was on the same bill as you.
At Sally O'Brien's.
Yeah, we should try and do some of that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I have one coming up next month on my original stuff. I've been trying to do music full time, so I've been having to take a lot of stuff where I'm playing like background music or event music.
As the man said mere moments ago, it's kind of a hard way to make a living. You know,
it is tough.
And it's interesting because if you're in the entertainment, let's say you're in the movie business. I've got some friends who are producers and directors and stuff like that, who are fairly successful, actually quite successful. Movies, and they're the first to tell you that the choice of music, the sync music that they put into a movie, if you get that wrong, the movie will die. And if you get it, it doesn't matter what the actors are, what the plot is, the music is the thing that everything plays out against. And yet the musicians are struggling all the time to claw a meager existence. I mean, I've heard it said, and I think it's true, be a professional musician, there's a real opportunity to make as much as $500 a year. There, we have bitter giggles coming from the other side here. Now, you guys, are you both Berkeley cats?
Oh, yeah.
Berkeley has sort of punched its way into the first rank here. Before we go to the next cut, which you're going to tell me what it is, I will ask you a question about that MG, about Electric Field. What time sig is that thing in? I've never been able to figure it out.
It's kind of weird. It's in three for most of the song.
Yeah.
But then before the chorus, there's two measures of four for some reason.
So, like, actually, if you were calculating, it would be something like 25-11.
I would say it just changes.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's enough music theory. What are you going to play?
Let's do an original tune of mine. We'll go back to some kind of
nice. Right. What's this one called? So I can put it into Spinatron.
This one is called Day Off.
Okay, great. Hit it.
And this one's a little bit about that same kind of topic. Working too hard, that sort of thing. I
frequently. I don't know where my mind has been. It might be time to put my head on something soft, 'cause I think I might need a day off. My time, and instantly I'll be thinking that I should have kept in mind. Sinking or swimming in a river I can't cross, I think I might need a day off. Why can't I just seem to say no when I fly by? I already have a place to go. Won't justify, I don't even know how to buy. I just say so. Next thing that they ask is going right out the window. And all I see is opportunity at each and every turn, so consistently and persistently, it's making my head burn. Thinking about progress, but it might all be lost if I don't get a day off. Say so. Next thing that they ask is going right out the window. 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 Why can't I just seem to say no when I fly by? Already have a place to go. Won't justify, don't need no alibi. Why can't I just say so? The next thing that they ask is going. Next thing that they ask is going. Next thing that they ask is going right out the window.
There you go with the evocative, evokes in me sort of a touch of the Dan Hicks. You need, we're the Lickettes, you know, singing background here. Yeah. That's a
sweet. But I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, no. You guys sound real, real good. You know, it's, but we've got in studio, Schooley, who, say hello.
Hello.
And Phil Holub, say hello.
Hello there.
Okay. And they're live playing a couple of acoustic guitars, singing along here. And last time you were in here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on Radio Zeke, you did a couple of other songs. The one that stuck with me, which I've seen you do several times, was You Can Trust Me, I Got a Trust Fund.
Yeah, we can definitely do that one.
You want to do
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay, let's just jump right into that. What's that one called?
That one's called Trust Fund.
All right, here we go, Trust Fund.
That one's appropriate, too, because it's also about how I don't really have any money.
There you go. I love this song.
They say that the best things in life are free, but you know that was said by someone with money. I've never seen a sad man on a jet ski or a crying
can end me. Hard to start a mile back and still compete, or walk a mile in the shoes of someone in bare feet. But if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me. Only ever have fun, never need to worry. No, I don't have much currency. I don't make it a priority. Sunrise costs nothing but a day off, sure does. To all of your could has become what was. Working to live leaves you living because you float down the river and got caught in the flood. But if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me. Only ever have fun, never need to worry. No, I don't have much currency. I don't make it a priority. If I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me. Only ever have fun, never need to worry. No, I don't have much currency. I don't make it a priority. Oh, if I had a trust fund, you know you could trust me. Only ever have fun, never need to worry. No, I don't have much currency. My bank account is empty currently. Money I have ain't the kind that you can see. I don't make it a priority.
All contributions are welcome. You can just pile up the gold doubloons at the door here, and when the artists on their way to starve walk by, they might do you the grace of picking up one of your contributions. Mr. Phil Holub and Schooley, live in studio here at WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, doing Phil's original composition, Trust Fund. Before that, we had another Phil composition, A Day Off. And for that, we had a cover version of the MGMT song Electric Feels. Before that, we had original Electric Feels. So it's 25 minutes past the hour. This is not a bad way to spend a Wednesday morning, is it?
No, definitely not.
It's nice and warm in here. And, right? You know, there's not too much construction noise outside. Some, not too much. All right, so we've got part of the Radio Zeke live music series here. Now, you did play, where did you play down in New York? We're going back into ancient history. You're playing at Pete's Candy Shop, right?
Yeah, I played earlier last year.
And any more plans to, like, travel locally? Or you're clawing your way into some gigs here? This is what you're...
I've been kind of focusing on the GB thing, but I've been trying to book... starting around like March or so, and I've been booking around New York a little bit, and around here a little bit.
Now, you originally hail from California, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you ever play in your hometown out there, or is this now your hometown?
You know, honestly, it's kind of hard to tell at this point. I was just back there about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I played a little bit out there, and it's always nice to play out there.
Berkeley's a pretty nice town when you come right down to it. It's you know, it might be kind of annoying to live there, but every time it might not be. I don't know. My family hails these days from down on the peninsula. I haven't been out there for a long time, so I do every time I manage to get to the Bay Area, I think, boy, this place is just paradise on earth. It really is one of the most beautiful places, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's great to live there, but it's very expensive to live there also. It's
expensive to live here too, though. You know?
True. Not compared. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, it might be, you know, out there they've got issues where people are throwing bricks at the Google and Facebook buses, where people are reverse commuting because there's like a real serious divide. You know, San Francisco.
Sure, yeah.
In particular, has always had a very, I remember the first time I spent any time out there was in the 70s, actually. And I remember thinking then that, you know, it's a pretty rough character of the street people out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like around here where people are. And again, you know, talk about, you know, third world, first world problems where you're like saying, oh, our street people are better than your street people. You know? But I remember thinking, you know, like you get a pretty rough grade of people living on the street, living rough out there. And, you know, compared to the obscene wealth being collected by the trillionaires, it's surprising that, you know, fewer you know, it's you get where I'm going here. It's surprising that as few people are throwing bricks at you know, commuter buses as actually happen. Around here in Boston, it seems a little bit more egalitarian. I don't know if that's true, but it just seems that way to me.
Yeah. I think the winter probably has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there they don't really have winter, so, like, you can kind of be homeless all year round out there. Here, the winter's got to kill off, like, you know, drive some people away or something
like
that.
Yeah,
well, there,
yeah.
Just go all year round, you know, which are probably has something to do with it, too.
Are you from here,
Schooley? No, I'm from Iceland.
Really?
Yeah.
So your name Skúli is actually an
Icelandic name, yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to think. The only Icelandic, well, aside from Björk, is the gentleman who does King and Cross.
I don't know him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll fire that up if I can find it. It's a great song, actually. Mm. So you're from Reykjavik?
Akureyri. Well, I was born in Reykjavik, but my family's from a town up north called Akureyri.
What brought you here?
Well, I came here when I was, like, really young. My dad was going to school here, so I came along with my parents.
Do you still go back to Iceland?
Yeah. We actually went last summer. We played some gigs out there in Iceland.
Wow.
You know, traveled around, did some, you know, hiking and playing gigs and all that.
Do you want to play a song that you played in Iceland right now?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Let's see, what do we got?
While you're thinking about it, I'm going to play this Cold War Kids song.
Yeah.
Notice that, and then you guys can think about it. What song is we play next?
How's it going to feel when summer ends? Out of money, out of friends. I've seen enough. How's it gonna feel when some-
Well, it wasn't quite 20 seconds, was it? It was a little shorter than 20 seconds. There you go. Okay, that's Cold War Kids. And their song, I've Seen Enough. For some reason, I always like, and there's no good reason for this, but I conflate Cold War Kids with Fallout Boy.
I can say that.
Yeah, I mean, just because of the name, but also like because of the music, you know. So.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. So you like you wanted me to play Michigan, but I played that instead because I couldn't find Michigan on my library here. But you guys, that's kind of poppy, I would say. You know, I mean, it was like it had commercial radio appeal to that song. Yeah. It's not like totally esoteric. Berkeley Cat kind of music, you know.
I feel like that's kind of one of the things that I really look for in when I'm writing songs is that it needs to be approachable to people who aren't necessarily as into music as I am.
Okay, now I'm going to interrogate you here since you guys are actually professionally trained musicians. Isn't that right? You are professionally trained musicians right here at 91.5 FM studio, WMFO Medford. We bring every day. We bring it. And we're bringing it right now. Live in studio, we have Phil Holub. Say hello.
Hello.
And Schooley. Say hello.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, cool. So my question for you as professional musicians is, what about a bridge? Does a song need a bridge?
Depends on the song.
A commercial song, a song that's trying to, you know, fit the 3.5 minute, you know, get some airplay.
Still depends on the song, I think, you know?
Because I can't write a damn bridge worth a damn. I've never, you know, like, I can't, it's like, I don't
get. I mean, blues songs don't have bridges. They're the same 12 bars for every single thing, and they're still amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, Towns Van Zandt doesn't have too many bridges. But then again, Elliott Smith does sometimes, you know, so.
A lot of the time, they just double the intro or the verse as like a bridge.
With or they'll shift up, shift up a fifth up. Or something like that. Yeah.
It's kind of like asking, I think, like, you know, does a song need guitar? I mean, like, sure. I mean, some songs need guitar, some don't, you know?
Well, then you get Mark Sandman and his famous quote about, you know, why do you have a 2-string bass? And the answer is, well, you know, I really only need 1 string. And it's true. You know, it's like, how many chords do you need? Really. But you get people who don't need any chords, you know, just a cappella.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to do a song from Iceland called Till That Day Comes.
So this is another similarly themed one. And this is about how the things that I like are bad for me.
It happens.
Ground.
Real nice. Here you go. As played in Iceland. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did people relate to this particular song and in general, you know, what you're playing?
You know, one of the favorite comments that I got was that they liked the lyrics a lot. And I thought that was interesting just because they could, you know, follow. I feel like listening to music is like one of the last things that you can do is when you're learning a new language and fully understanding it. And it was
meaning getting all of the nuances.
Yeah, and, you know, just because the words are like usually like stretched or differently timed, and I feel like it's hard to understand a lot of the time.
Do you speak another language?
Yeah, I speak French.
Do you? So you can listen to Johnny Hallyday.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and
late lamented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning, when you speak French, are you close to pretty fluent?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a French American school when I was young.
So, like, it got in there before you were 12. Yeah. That's how it generally works. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, Schooley, that you can speak several languages. Obviously,
no, I just got English and Icelandic.
Not just Danish.
I got not Danish.
How close is Icelandic to Danish?
Icelandic or Danish is basically Icelandic if you're blackout drunk and cannot be understood.
This is how I speak Italian, because I can speak Spanish a little bit, and my attitude when it comes to going to Italy is you just speak, you know, Spanish in an Italian accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, okay. Portuguese, like, yeah. People say that Portuguese is kind of like a drunken, like, Spanish or whatever. It's kind of a similar thing, you know?
No, you're not going to pull out some bossa nova on me, are you, here?
We could.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you got some Joe Beam?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hit it. Okay, yeah, do it. Which one? Oh, man, this is, like, good stuff.
Oh, you want to do, do you remember Sedanza Samba?
Angel, Girl from Ipanema?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay.
We'll
all right, here we go. Okay, 1, 2, 3, Girl from Ipanema. This is by?
Joe Beam.
Here we go, baby.
Carlos Joe Beam.
guys can't see this out there in the radio world, but I can see the smiles on the faces of the musicians as they play that great song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Girl from Ipanema. This is very nice. Yeah, very, thank you. Cold. When was the last time you guys played that song together?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, so you, okay. So it wasn't totally cold, but
Every Sunday we basically play it at the Biltmore in Newton, 11 to 2.
All right, that's a nice place. Through. Yeah. That's my home. I know that place.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Great burgers in the if you're a meat eater.
Like, great, everything, honestly. That's a great place.
Yeah,
I love that place.
It is a nice place, yeah. All right, it's about quarter to noon here. I've been listening with great pleasure to Phil Holub and Schooley, who are some musicians around town. I've got them live in studio here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, which is Tufts Freeform Radio Station. And let's see, let me shift here. We'll play something off of, let's play Lee Amos, all right?
Yep.
Okay, you asked for this one. How come? What about this? Did you?
This song is just like one of those old kind of like jazzy feel songs that I feel like just kind of warms me up when it's cold outside.
Sweet Pea by Lee Amos.
Apple of my eye, don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. Sweet pea, what's all of this about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. You're the only reason keep on coming home. I'm like the rock of Gibraltar, I always seem to falter, and the words just get in the way. Oh, I know I'm gonna crumble, I'm trying to stay humble, but I never think before I say. Sweet pea, keeper of my soul, I know sometimes I'm out of control. You're the only reason I keep on coming. You're the only reason I keep on coming, yeah. You're the only reason I keep on coming home.
All right, and here we have live in studio rendition of that classic Amos Lee song.
Thank you.
my soul. I know sometimes I'm out of control, but you're the only reason I keep on coming. The only reason I keep on coming. The only reason I keep on coming home.
There you go. Two versions. Amos Lee and Phil Holub with Schoolie here in studio doing Sweet Pea, which is maybe the nicest two words that come out of the South. You know, if you, I've always found that to be very endearing when somebody likes somebody a lot. They say they call them Sweet Pea.
Yeah, in French, it's a cabbage.
Yeah, yeah, right. Petit choux.
Oh, yeah, a little cabbage.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to play something which has nothing to do with anything you requested. Then you're going to play something I'm going to play out at the end with your final request here. This is a song that you guys don't know, maybe, but it's by a gentleman named Nappy Brown. Rings a bell? Mm-hmm. Nappy Brown's song called Coal Miner. It's an R&B song. I've heard some pretty good versions of this, so let's hit this.
Early in the morning, I get out of bed. Go to work in the mines until I'm almost dead. I'm coal miner. Of this day, you can add 10 turns to my name. I'm a coal miner. I'm a poor old coal mining man. And I'll get found out with the shepherd in my hand.
This song is Nappy Brown, Coal Miner, back in 1961. Great song. Okay, so you guys, Phil Holub and Schoolie, are going to play a song here called Candlelight. This is one of yours?
Yep.
All right, do it.
Closer to you each and every day. Long walks in the hillside got me caught in your landslide. You got my mind occupied in each and every way. Whoa. Thank you. place for me, just a little more than friendly. Said, let's keep things carefree in each and every way. Lit the spark and let it burn. It's not the point of no return. I'm falling in, but I've got to learn to each and every flame. Whoa.
So much for being my guest here at WMFO 91.5 FM.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. That's great.
Tufts Freeform Radio, doing what it does best, freeform. We have Phil Holub and Schooley, who are musicians around town, playing some acoustic songs here. That's your song, Candlelight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a way for people to follow up? Do you have a public media presence of some sort?
Yeah, facebook.com/PhilHolub Music.
That would be
H-O-L-U-B.
Music.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Schooley, you have it.
If you want to find me on Facebook, just look me up, Schooley. I'm probably one of the few people on there that has a picture of a dude with a guitar on it. That's probably me.
Okay, good.
She's elusive.
All right, this last
elusive,
song,
yes.
The last song I'm going to play out here is one of your requests, which is Electric Guest. What about this do you like?
I actually really like this tune. They really remind me of MGMT a lot, actually, back at that first album. So I like them a lot for that reason.
Phil and Schooley, thank you very much. Let's just hit this, and I'm out. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much. See you around.